In Haitian communities far from Haiti, efforts to help are underway. Marion McCune of member station WNYC has the story of two brothers in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Flatbush who are set on returning to Haiti. McCune spent the day with them as they collected supplies.
Okay, my name is Joseph Pierre Cadet, nickname Haitien.
That's the French pronunciation of Haitian.
Since I was a little boy, everybody in my neighborhood in Haiti, they saw how much that I love my country. So they give me that nickname, Haitian.
Joseph Pierre Cadet says even as a boy, he used to bring food to his neighbors' houses. He hasn't lived there since he was 14, and he's 40 now. But 3 years ago, he and a friend created a school and youth center in his old neighborhood. Now he wants to get back to Haiti to help the students and to find his mother, whom he hasn't heard from yet.
Me and my brother and my friend, we're planning to travel by Monday.
Problem is, there are no flights available. So while they wait, they're using their white construction van to drive around Brooklyn and pick up supplies to either send with an aid agency or carry themselves to Haiti.
We cannot depend all the time on people, on outsiders. What about us? Nobody gonna change it for you. You have to change it.
They stop in a neighborhood full of wholesale supply stores to buy bottled water. They load 8 cases of water into the van, next to cartons of cup of soups and juice boxes and bags of rice. And they head back to a friend's office, where they'll store the stuff. When they get there, Cadet's friend Jean-Claude Denis is waiting downstairs in the wire transfer agency. And he's rattled. He says the last two people who came in to wire money each learned today they lost 3 family members.
That's crazy. And in some places, it's so devastated. They couldn't even reach them. They couldn't even wire money to those places yet because nothing's functioning.
Outside by the van, these 4 ask all the Haitians who walk by how they're faring. A woman stops to write down the name of a Red Cross website Denis has heard about, where people can list missing family members. Denis receives a phone call himself from his niece in Boston with good news about some cousins. And then he spots a commotion across the street. 3 passersby are trying to console a woman who has just received a call. She says her sister and her sister's 3 children are dead. A Jamaican immigrant named Diane Joshua calls the woman's work to tell them she won't be in. But she only has the woman's first name.
If you don't see someone come in today, you know that person. That's the person I'm talking about.
It's horrible. You understand? So I just come to comfort her. It's sad. It's really, really sad.
The day is full of ups and downs. By phone, late in the evening, Joseph Pierre Cadet says he did reach his mother.
When I spoke to her the first time, she said, "Son, I'm alive, I'm okay." I said, "Mommy, I'm glad that you're okay."
Now he just has to get down there to see her. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.